riding high when I drove you to the lake that starry night. Took a little detour through an open field. Our first taste of how freedom feels in an 87-7 4x4 singing.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. Zane Williams and his 87 Chevy 4x4 kicking things off for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. So pull up your stool a little closer to the old campfire. Pour yourself another cup of coffee out of that beat-up thermos. Maybe spike it with a little bit of Grandpappy's cough syrup. Maybe don't. That's up to you. But either way, I am so glad to be here talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies today. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be a good one as we get started here momentarily when renowned outdoor writer John Felsher joins us to talk about throwing big swim baits for giant bass. So you lunker chasers out there, get ready. Then a very special in-studio treat when Texas country artist and avid outdoorsman Phil Hamilton drops in to talk waterfowling and play a couple tunes off his soon-to-be-released live record. So needless to say, I am looking forward to having Phil here this morning. And then we'll round out this morning's show by discussing the always hot-button issue regarding high-fence hunting. Because whether you love them or hate them, they have certainly changed the Texas landscape, and they aren't going anywhere. So our resident expert, Mr. Ben Lofton of Ben Lofton Fencing, will be here to discuss the history behind high fences and how they have impacted Texas ranches through the years. So it's going to be a great show, one that I am certainly looking forward to. Real quick, couple things to mention. Don't forget, our photo of the month contest for August is sponsored by Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. This month's winner will get to customize their own pair of Costas. All you have to do is email me your best outdoor photo to lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com. That's lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com. Email me your best outdoor photo, and you guys and gals get to vote for your favorite at the end of each month. And then, of course, our 12 monthly winners will square off at the end of 2013 for our grand prize exotic buck / spring turkey hunt with me down at Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs. So a pretty sweet grand prize there as well. Well, let's go ahead and do a quick on-air giveaway today. And let's make it a $25 Cabela's gift card. And I will send this to the first person to text in the maker of my favorite swim bait, which we will get to in the next segment. So be listening. When I tell you what brand makes my favorite swim bait, text that brand into 214-289-7807. That's 214-289-7807. Text the lure manufacturer of my favorite swim bait, and I'll send you this $25 Cabela's gift card. Well, let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we're talking giant swim baits for giant bass with John Felsher, only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
BioBor EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBor's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBor EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBor.com today.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and 6 different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. That's CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
And then we put our lives down in the water and waited for the fish to bite. Yeah, we talked about God and talked about living. There's times we would talk all night. Well, you know, if you didn't have time to go, he'd tell you it would be a sin. How I love to go fishing with Grandpa Ben.
Fishing with Grandpa is the name of that one there from the Bo Phillips Band, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Cable Smith here. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your weekend with me as we're about to talk some big bass. But before we do that, I want to remind you to celebrate tight lines and full stringers this summer by grabbing an ice-cold Lone Star Light. Lone Star Light, the national beer of Texas. Now, our first guest this morning is a freelance outdoor writer who makes his return to the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. We'll be discussing the art of using big swim baits to catch monster bass. And it's my pleasure to welcome John Felscher back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's always great to visit with you, John. And this morning, I want to talk about your recent article in the July issue of Texas Fish and Game magazine titled Swim Baits Make a Big Splash. And, you know, there's a lot of good info in here. And most every bass angler probably has a swim bait of some kind in their tackle box. But I feel, and actually I know from personal experience, that sometimes we overlook these baits because they don't consistently produce big numbers of fish.
Right. It's not a big numbers bait. These very large swim baits are for the guys that are out there trying to get 5 bites out on Choke Canyon or something like that, and they're trying to win a tournament and they want 5 big bites. So these, if you want to go out and catch 100 fish, I don't recommend using these big swim baits. You may only get 1 bite in a whole day, but it's usually going to be a good one.
Right. And John, you interviewed quite a few pros for this piece, including former Bassmaster Classic champion Jay Yellis. And yeah, he agrees. He says that big swim baits are not going to produce a lot of fish, but they're going to produce big ones. Heck, Kevin Van Dam in this article is quoted as saying, the first bass he ever caught on a swim bait weighed 9 pounds, 13 ounces.
That's not a bad fish, is it?
No. No, I mean, that beats my personal best by a long shot. But, you know, KVD also mentions that you're not targeting bass really under 3 pounds when you're chunking these big swim baits.
Right. Now, they do have smaller swim baits that you can go out and catch the numbers, but these really big baits, and they, to be honest, they're kind of a pain to throw. It takes a lot of effort to throw these big baits and to work these big baits because they're heavy. You need really heavy tackle. But for the guys that are going out there catching, trying to catch these really big fish, it's an outstanding bait because it looks like what the big bass are eating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a bass has got a huge mouth on it, and if a bass is big enough, he could probably swallow a basketball. But I mean, they could get anything down in their mouth that they can. And I've seen 2- and 3-pound bass have a 12-inch fish inside of them. So they could swallow these big baits, and a 5-pound bass, they could swallow a 2-pound fish easy.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. 2 weekends ago, for example, I was chunking a big panfish swim bait. And I tell you what, about 1.5-pound fish tried to inhale that thing, and I pulled him out of the water, and I could not believe. I mean, that fish was almost the size of that bait.
Sometimes I wonder, are they trying to eat the thing or mate with the thing?
Yeah. We'll talk about the best type of lake to chunk a big swim bait. I know that clear water is definitely at the top of the list as far as what you're looking for.
Right. It's a sight presentation. It's depending on the bait, there are a lot of different styles out there, but most of them are very subtle. They might have a tail that swims a little bit, or some just kind of float along the top and zigzag back and forth. But it's a sight bait. It's a bait that takes a lot of patience. You got to fish it around where there's a lot of big bass, and it's not a real good bait to go through digging through heavy cover. It's not one that you want to throw up into the middle of a grass patch or the middle of a fallen tree or something like that. You need fairly open water, so it stimulates the fish because it looks like a bait fish, and there's all different kinds. You said you were using a brim one the other day. And they got some that look like rainbow trout. They have some that look like little bass. They have some that look like tilapia. So it's stimulating the visual senses of the bass. And a bass is mainly a sight feeder anyway. It attacks things that move. So it's got to be fairly clear water. It's got to be fairly open water. And it's got to be a place that has some really big fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
A place like Lake Fork or Toledo Bend or Sam Rayburn has... places like that would be good for it.
And John, something else that KVD mentions in the article is that a big swim bait is a lot less likely to spook fish, you know, when compared to a spinner or a jerk bait. And the reason is because the bass just think it looks like a bait fish.
Yeah, it looks like a brim or it looks like a tilapia or whatever. And exactly right. This is a more of a subtle type of a bait. Now, you throw a spinner bait out there, and it's going to attract a fish because it's got that wop, 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 wop. They could feel that vibration in the water. A swim bait, it gives off kind of a subtle vibration, so you could throw it up near a bass fairly close to it, say a bass on a bed or something like that, throw it past the bed, and then just kind of work it real subtly into the bed. Now, brim is a notorious nest raider. They eat a lot of bass eggs. They eat a lot of bass fry. So when a bass sees a brim around his bed or in the springtime, they're going to go after it, not necessarily to eat it, but to kill it, to get it away from the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a brim swim bait, and you throw it past the bedding bass, and you just kind of work it real slow so you don't spook the fish, and then just kind of let it hover there over the bed a little bit. That bass on that bed is going to go nuts.
Yeah, and our saltwater guide who does our monthly coastal fishing report with Captain Lynn Girard, he always harps on that relationship between the trout and the croaker, where they're natural enemies because the croaker will eat the trout eggs, and so maybe the trout isn't really interested in eating that fish, but they're going to strike it anyway to try to kill it because they're natural enemies.
Natural enemies. In fact, swim baits came out of the saltwater market.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years ago, people were using them, bigger swim baits than the ones that are using bass. They were using them for cobia and king mackerel and even sailfish and stuff like that. So although it's a big freshwater bait, it's actually a downsized saltwater bait.
Right, and there's a lot of different styles out there to choose from. Of course, soft plastics, then there's a medium soft plastic, which is just a little more sturdy, and then there's hard plastic swim baits. And a lot of times, these baits will come with internal weights that produce that enticing and yet subtle little wobble that just gives it that realistic presentation. So, John, what is your favorite swim bait for targeting big bass?
Oh, well, I'd rather not mention any particular brand names, but I like them all. I like the kinds that you could change the tails on them. You could put them on a jig head, and maybe you're fishing a chartreuse, and maybe that's not quite the right color. You could put a white on there, or a red, or an orange, or a gray, or something like that, and you could change them out fairly quickly. The soft plastics, those are really my favorites.
Okay, yeah, my favorite actually right now is called the Kick and Slab. It's made by Storm Lures. And it basically imitates a small crappie, has great action, and I've actually caught quite a few nice fish on it.
The biggest bass I ever caught in my life was on a Storm Wild-Eye Shad. It was
really?
About 6 inches long, and the bass was 10.32 pounds. I caught it down in Mexico. Big swim bait.
Big swim baits producing big bass. That's what I like to hear. John, you know, you talked about the fact that this is predominantly an open water bait. But you also list some geographical points to consider as far as, you know, lake points, channels, and humps as being ideal areas to start throwing that bait.
Right. And there's a lot of different ways that you could use them. Some people add a little extra weight, and some of them, like you said, they come with an internal weight, makes it kind of sink at a kind of wobble when it sinks. Some of them don't have any extra weight at all. It's just a piece of plastic and a hook. Now, those are very effective. Now, you could use some of those soft plastic ones without a weight, those large ones that look like a shad or a brim or something like that. It's made out of soft plastic, and you put a hook in it. If you hook the hook into the plastic, like a Texas rig worm, you can work those over the grass. And what I like to do is just throw it up next to the grass. Just kind of pull it, and then when it goes into a little pocket or something like that, just kind of let it sink down naturally into that pocket without any extra movement, and then pull it out and go to a different pocket. Because a lot of times the bass will be in that pocket looking for any kind of bait fish that go by, and these things look just like a bait fish.
Well, John, last question here for you today. When is your favorite time of the year to chunk a giant swim bait?
Probably the best time of the year to fish one of them is in the pre-spawn, when those big females are starting to move up to the shallows. They're not quite in the spawning mode yet, but they're getting ready, and they're eating a lot of bait fish to before they move into the shallows for the spawn, because the spawn process takes a lot of energy out of them. It's like a woman giving birth. It might take 14, 15 hours for her to give birth, and she's exhausted. It takes a lot of energy to do that. With the fish, it's kind of the same thing. Before they go onto the spawning beds, they just gorge themselves on a lot of high-protein baits like shad and things like that. And then after the spawn, they also need to replenish that energy. So they're looking for big, easy baits to hit to replenish that energy that they used up in the spawning process. So in the pre-spawn and the post-spawn, I really like to throw swim baits. But also they're good in the fall, too, when the bait or the bass are stocking up for the wintertime. Because they'll go on a binge in the fall, and they'll just eat every possible shad that they can grab, because the winter might be a little bit scarce, and they might not have as much baits.
Awesome stuff, as always, John. Very insightful. Real quick, I do want to give you a chance to plug your website, because there is a lot of great info on there, and I'd like our listeners to be able to take advantage of it.
Sure, I appreciate the opportunity. It's www.johnnfelsher, FELSHER.com. And then you could also look me up on the internet. Just do a Google search for my name, and I'm all over the place. I've got articles from various publications that are on the internet. So look me up and enjoy yourself.
Very well, my friend. John, thanks again. Great stuff. And I look forward to our next visit.
I look forward to it, too.
All right. That segment proudly brought to you by Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of my favorite Texas honky-tonkers. Actually, he might be more of a duck hunter moonlighting as a honky-tonker. Either way, we'll figure all that out when the great Phil Hamilton joins us in studio coming up on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
No, I'm not too proud of where I've been, but I like you and me and where we're going.
Attend the Texas Deer Association's 15th Annual Convention and Trade Show, happening August 15th through 17th at the JW Marriott Hill Country Resort in San Antonio. Visit over 200 trade show exhibitors and attend the educational seminars, youth activities, plus two deer auctions, including the Superior Genetics Deer Auction on August 16th and the Select Sale on August 17th, featuring the finest deer genetics from all over the Lone Star State. This one-of-a-kind event is open to the public and again takes place August 15th through 17th, JW Marriott Hill Country Resort in San Antonio. For more information, log on to TexasDeerAssociation.com or call 210-767-8300. Log on to TexasDeerAssociation.com or call 210-767-8300 for the Texas Deer Association.
Everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-size pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric U.S. 2012 model level analysis.
This is Joe Williams, catch and release state record of alligator gar. Thank you for listening to the Lone Star and Outdoor Show.
And I'm wild and hurt, and drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. One of my favorites there from Fred Eagle Smith. Wilder Than Her is the name of that one. And I certainly appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you on a hotter than hell Lone Star weekend. We're about to be joined live in studio by a good friend of the show who happens to be an avid duck hunter and one of the best acts going on the Texas music scene. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Foreverlast, a Texas-based outdoor company offering high-quality hunting and fishing products like the Varmint Guard Feeder, whose unique leg design keeps raccoons from reaching your spinner or protein head. Hey, we all know corn is expensive, so protect your yellow gold with the Foreverlast Varmint Guard Feeder and visit foreverlast.com to place your order today. Well, moving along here, let's go ahead and bring on our next guest. He was nice enough to swing by the studio. He's got his guitar. And I'd say that with that beard, he is probably the most likely person I know that would be mistaken for Jace Robertson. It's my pleasure to have the great Phil Hamilton back in studio with us. Thanks for dropping in, man.
It's good to be here, man.
Well, we're certainly glad you're here and looking forward to talking some hunting and hearing some great Texas tunes.
Man, this past year has really been a whirlwind for you. Renegade Rock and Roll did exceptional, I think three top tens, two number ones with Bad and Running. So really just kind of taking off. And right now you've got a new single out, Back of a 73, which think it's up to number 15 as of this week.
As of this week. It's so exciting.
And on top of all that, you've got a new record coming out live at the Whiskey Girl Saloon, and I'll let you tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, this was actually, it's funny how this, when this started, I had some new songs I wanted to put on a new record, and some good momentum, but I wasn't quite ready yet, and I knew we had some more singles to release off of Renegade Rock and Roll, but I was approached by my record rep, and she said, you know, we're doing this series live from the Whiskey Girl down in the Stockyards. That's your hometown. Why don't you, you know, why don't we cut a live record for you? And I really, the first thing I said was no. I was like, no, I don't want to, I'm not ready for that. I don't want to do it. You know, you look at sometimes in this business, like the trends and what everybody does, and you kind of forget that sometimes you got to throw the rules out the window and just do what feels right. And I didn't think that I was ready to release a live record because I didn't have, you know, all these songs built up that everybody knew. And it was kind of a flattering moment and a cool moment, humbling, that she sat me down and she's like, look, you've had a lot more radio success than you're probably giving yourself credit for. I think you can do it. And your live show's something different. So, you know, it'd be a good thing all the way around. And I just said, you know what, if I can put these new ones on there and you know, build it up right. And I said, my main thing is I want it 100% real. I don't want to go back and retrack everything. I don't want, you know, to just track in the live, you know, crowd and then go in and fix everything. I said, I want it to sound real. I want people, when they hear it, to know when they were there, it's exactly what it sounded like. And anybody else who has gone to see our shows. And she said, let's do it. And then the other one was obviously one of my producer, Bo, involved, and now he's involved in all of them, so it's great. But it's just, it was a cool thing. It turned out great. We had literally the take from the live show that night. We did a few early takes, just one, you know, through a few songs, key songs, just in case if anything ever happened. We had a backup plan or whatever, but ended up using everything from that live show that night and didn't go back and retrack anything, not one vocal, nothing. And
I'm sure you're proud of that.
Oh man, it was a cool feeling to know. And really, it's more of a testament to my band, you know, because they've got so many more moving parts than I do. I just get up there and sing and play, and you know, they played a phenomenal, you know, set for that night. It was great, and the crowd was great. We sold the place out about 2 hours before it opened, or before the show started, and just couldn't have asked for more. I mean, it was perfect. I was actually kind of worried about that. I was like, you know, we're doing this live record, but what if no one shows, you know? I was like, you're going to hear like one or two people chant in the back, you know? But instead, it was quite the opposite. We actually had a hard time getting rid of the crowd noise because it was so loud. It was just nonstop. And so it was a cool feeling. It was a great night. The songs came out right, and it's fun to show a side of what we do, because everything we do live is a little bit different than what you hear on the record. And so it's going to be a fun record. I think there's like 16 tracks or something like that,
right?
Two studio tracks, and then
two brand new ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one of them is actually slated to be the next single.
Yep.
And I'll let you go ahead and play that one for us right now.
Perfect. So this is the new one that's going to be off live from Whiskey Girl that we're going to release. It's called Hold On Tight. I was just a small town boy with a dream. I saw you and thought, oh, how things have changed. Gave you my last name. I tried to take it slow while you played the game. Thought I needed love, but I didn't anyway.
till the sea. Your love's like a cool breeze blowing through the pines. Your kiss is like a fire when your lips touch mine. Take my ear, hold on tight. I think about the time when I first saw your face. Got you looking at me, trying to look away, just in time, and asked if I'd stay. Now looking back on the memories we've made, oh, how far we've come, wouldn't change a thing. Looking at your face, I smile and say, you're like a cool breeze blowing through the pines. Your kiss is like a fire when your lips touch mine. Take my hand, hold on pines. Your kiss is like a fire when your lips touch mine. Take my hand, hold on tight. Take my hand, hold on tight. The rest of you.
Awesome stuff, man.
Just put your dog to sleep.
So that's the latest. That'll be the new single off of Live at the Whiskey Girl Saloon.
That's it. That's the latest one right there. It was kind of kickstarted the whole record for a list of other songs that we put on there that aren't just on the live versions. There's an extended version of this one that I guess very Robert Earl Keane, If the Road Goes On Forever type of feel to it, and it's about a 10-minute jam at the end of it. So it's a little funny playing it just me, but we wanted that on the live record for sure, because it's a great moment, you know, in the show every night. And so we did a live version of that, and then we did a studio cut to obviously condense it down and just make it nice and clean for radio. So
very cool. And that'll be coming out here August 20th.
Yep, August 20th. And then we'll hopefully be releasing that one as fast as we can release the record. So current single right now seems to be doing pretty well for us fast, which is a good thing, because we've got to get this one out too. So
let's talk about the CD release party, because I know that's coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, we're gonna do the first one back at Whiskey Girl, and this is the first time we've been back since we're recording that live record. And it's gonna be a big night. We're already selling tickets right now, and it's probably gonna, I mean, it appears to probably gonna sell out pretty soon. And that's just, man, that's, I couldn't ask for more, you know what I mean? It's such a blessing.
Awesome. Well, hey, let's knock out a quick break. Come back, let's talk some duck hunting, and hear another song off the new record.
Awesome.
And that segment, by the way, brought to you by Real Bark Hunting Blinds, the official blind of our show. Real Bark is Texas-made and Texas-owned and offers the finest in comfort and durability in a hunting blind. Be sure to visit their website at realbark.com to see their full line of extreme blinds today. We all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the great Bill Hamilton. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I went as far as I could, want to stop the car. It was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Curvey, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot, Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24-7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas Outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
It's a dirt road lesson talking to his kids about how to hold your ground and how to live strong. He's strong. He'll pick you up and won't let you down. Rock solid inside out.
New stuff there from Will Ho. Strong is the name of that one. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. We've actually got our good buddy Phil Hamilton in studio with us today. I'm glad that he's here, and I'm glad that y'all are tuned in. Before we pick it back up with Phil, this segment is proudly brought to you by Cabela's, where you can stop in to experience legendary selection and service. Let expert outfitters show you the latest in hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best in outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices. And you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's three great Texas locations, Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with Phil here. We certainly appreciate you sticking around through the break, my friend.
Absolutely.
Certainly appreciate it. And, you know, last year we kind of said, hey, let's get together and do some duck hunting. And then I had a kid and you put out a record and it never made it happen. So,
but did you get to go?
Duck hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was born on New Year's Eve. So up till then.
Oh, you were good.
Yeah.
Golden.
And then I think every Friday after that I got to go. So.
First of the season was better anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I know you were planning on going to Kansas though. Did you make that happen?
Well, we ended up, well, my hunting buddies did, but I didn't. I'll be honest, I can't complain. I got to hunt, I think, probably close to, I think 37, 38 days out of the season.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hit it hard. And I basically, you know me, I love to hunt and I love the outdoors. But I told myself after the year previous to that that I missed a lot of the hunting, and I think I went bird hunting probably maybe one weekend, and got to go, to the deer lease and just get some meat for another weekend. That was it. And I just told myself I'm not going to do it anymore. And I was like, I'm gonna enjoy what I enjoy doing, and or else I won't be able to do this and, feel what I need to do it. And I went and I had a great time. I never got sick, never had any problems, powered through. And I had that one goose hunt and I didn't get to go. That was the only thing that got kind of messed up with the schedule. But can't complain. It was a late snow goose deal, and I'm going to definitely do it this year.
Lots of birds?
Oh, I got a picture I'll have to show you. But my buddy Matt Wilson out of South Lake, he sent me the picture of it after we got back. And, we were talking, probably a million or two snows coming off his pond. It almost looks fake.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, what magazine did you take a picture of that? But I won't miss it next year, so we're excited.
Well, I know you do a lot of waterfowling around the North Texas area. So mm-hmm. What did you primarily shoot last year? For us, it was mostly seemed like gadwalls.
All I shot. Yeah. Gadwall and a few teal here and there. We had some widgeon, but and actually more greenheads than I had seen in the previous, obviously the year before because I didn't get to go as much, but couldn't complain. And then we randomly shot a specklebilly in the middle of a bum day of hunting that wasn't the greatest morning, and that basically lit everybody up, just mm-hmm. flying low and solo at the wrong time, right time at the right place for us.
That's crazy. We shot two Egyptian geese last year, which they're like red and green, and we thought they were specklebillies when we shot them, and then the bell brought it back, and we're like, what in the world is that? And we had to look it up on the internet to even, they're just like domesticated.
Yeah, they're very strange. They're different. Yeah,
and they got pink feet, real ugly. They're slimy, weird things.
And then Matt shot a banded bird this year.
I don't believe in bands because I've never shot one. I've never been on a hunt where one got shot.
I am so frustrated that out of all the birds I've shot, I've never got a band. And he's got probably about eight or nine. Of course, he hunts, he used to hunt in Kansas quite a bit when he lived up there. And he got one I should have shot that bird, and it's a long story, but I won't go into it. But it was really funny. Something happened with the gun, and I think it was actually my safety was on, and he was, which is funny because he was giving me a hard time that I didn't keep my safety on while we were in the blind, and I was like, I'd never do that. Mm-hmm. You've hunted with me for 6 years, I'm not going to pull the trigger. And I did it thinking, okay. And that's why I don't do it. It's because when I raised up, safety is like click. And he was kind of wondering why I didn't shoot. He ended up shooting his pintail, and he dropped it. And he's like, what are you waiting on? Of course, Lacey brings it back, and he was like, you got to be kidding me. And I was like, ah. Mm. So he got the band this year.
Yeah, that's the way it seems to happen. Let's talk about this beard that you're rocking here. How long have you been growing that thing?
Man. This is basically from duck season last year.
Uh-huh.
And, I've always had a thicker beard and kind of been known for that. And I guess it wasn't really because of Duck Dynasty or any of that stuff. Everybody's always like, oh, did you grow it out? Because they, but I've had it for years. Mm-hmm. And I always grew it thicker. I've always kept it probably thicker than most people would keep their beards anyway. But duck season, I let it go for, 4 or 3 months or whatever, and then cut it back a little bit. And this year I just said, nah, I'm not going to worry about it.
Jace Robertson would be jealous, that's for sure.
I actually met him, and it was funny. He kind of sized me up at a show in Louisiana. He kind of looked at me and was like, all right, come on back. And it was cool. So I'm going to keep it, I think. I'm going to keep growing it till after next season, and then I'll probably trim it back. Yeah. Something different.
Well, you've got a t-shirt that says something to that effect.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a shirt that says, says, I'm not Jace. I'm filthy on the back. And, we kind of did it as a joke, but there's so many viewers of that show. I was kind of curious if they'd really get it or not. And sure enough, everybody really loved the shirt. So
yeah, it's pretty funny. Also, I was talking to Ray Johnston, mutual friend of ours,
yeah.
And he said you guys did a quail hunt. And
we did.
Zane, you, and I guess his dog, what's his Boykin Little Dude, I think is his name.
Yeah, Little Dude.
He's been in studio before. So
oh, yeah. He takes the dog everywhere. Yeah, Ray's a great guy. He called me last minute and said, you want to swing this hunt? And we went, had a great time, shot a bunch of birds, and did pretty well. It was a lot of fun.
Right on. What are your plans for this upcoming season? Any trips, you know, out of town?
Man, as far as music or hunting?
Well, I know you're going to be on the road.
Yeah, you know that part. Let's talk about the cool part. You know, we've got a few things lined up. I'm actually here with a buddy of mine, Mike Stark, and we do a lot of different hunting. We do more just varmint hunting, pig hunting lately, you know, just hanging out and having a good time with it. But we've got some stuff lined up we want to do. I mean, I want to take a bunch of guys and go up and do a goose hunt. We've been talking to Matt about it, just taking the bus and loading up a bunch of guys and cold beer and going up there and having a good time. But other than that, just want to get out and be able to do what I was able to this year. And, mm-hmm. You know, gotta see where the birds are at. You know, we did really well on Ray Roberts for, you know, the first season.
Oh, people around here, they're going to kill you for mentioning the one. Who cares?
Probably. Well, I mean, it was.
That's where I grew up hunting.
But here's the thing. Towards the end, they disappeared.
Yeah.
And that's the honest truth. It's quite funny because we got really frustrated and ended up going back to another lake that we hadn't hunted all season and then just slayed them. So mm-hmm. It was fun.
Awesome. And yeah, hey, you've got your buddies Mike Stark and Justin Neighbor in here with you today. And during the commercial break, they were telling a story about how this 12-point buck that you shot with a drop tine just randomly fell off the wall one night and just scared the crud out of your girlfriend.
It did. I got a call on the road. My girlfriend called, and who I've been with for a long time, and you know, it's funny, when she told me to move in, she was like, why don't you just finally move in or whatever. So all I came in with was all my guns and a couple of deer mounts, you know. And she was like, that's it? And I was like, yeah, that's all I need. I mean, I live out of a backpack, so I brought the necessity. But it was funny, I got a call and she was freaked out at like 4 a.m. That thing dropped off the wall. And it's the second time that deer's fall off the wall, that deer mount.
But is the drop tine still there?
He's good. He's good. And that's what I told her. I was like, I'll never get another one like that. I was like, you know, is the drop tine there? And she was like,
man.
What is that? And I was like, it's the one that's facing down.
It's what deer hunters look for their entire lives. Where'd you shoot that one?
In South Texas.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, man, we have time for one more tune, whatever you want to play.
The next one I want to play for you is one of my favorites that we put on the record. Probably release this one on the radio as well. It's called Tragedy. This little town, thinking that something would change. I stared into the faces, everyone knows my name. Got some friends that live down here in a place just off the lake. Tacked back in the woods where no one sees my shame. Sit, stay as long as you want, we understand where you on the bed, the sheets have all been changed. Well, I wake all night long and I wonder where we went wrong. Doesn't really matter anymore, I know she's already gone. Ooh, can you hear tragedy, story of two broken hearts and one good memory. I still remember the days and nights when I held you in my arms. We talked about just how you stole my heart. The last thing I said to you was it's time to let it all go. Ain't it funny the way things change now I'm one here alone. Ooh, can you hear me when I sing? Ooh, I can feel you next to me. Tragedy, story
broken hearts and one good memory. Story of two broken hearts and one good memory. I come back to this little town, thinking that something would change. Stared into the faces, yeah, everyone knows my name.
Love it, man. I think heard it for the first time at Shiner Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right on.
Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
The new record live at the Whiskey Girl Saloon will be coming out here August the 20th.
August 20th, yeah. And the 24th is that live show. If you're free, you ought to get down there.
I'll be sure to check it out. And, so we've got new single coming out. We've got single right now that's number 15 on the Texas music chart. So it's great to see you doing so well, man.
Man, thank you so much. It's been a really crazy fun year, and really enjoy chatting with you. I always like talking about hunting, and that's my passion outside of music, you know. I'm not really sure which one I'm more passionate about, to be honest with you.
Well, let's make our next chat in a duck blind.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make that happen.
All right, brother. Take care.
You too.
All right, there he goes, the great Phil Hamilton. Always a treat to have him in studio with us. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by STI Guns. Texas made and Texas proud. They are based right there out of Georgetown, Texas, and have been making some of the world's premier pistols for over 25 years. So when you're looking for your next handgun, visit STIguns.com. See their full line of makes and calibers. And go Texan, go STI. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by an expert, and he'll give you his thoughts, and I will share mine as well on the always controversial topic of high fence hunting, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, goodbye to you, maybe. I'm glad we got to talk, but I'm faithful to my wife. I don't never break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
I'm Dave Spies from Gun It on Sportsman's Channel, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Good time.
Yeah, every morning when we wake up, try to make the day up as it go along. I'm in the groove of a man on the moon. I can't stop and start, these wheels keep rolling, and I know I gotta walk through the bone in my soul.
Ramblin' Heart's the name of that one. Great tune there from Drew Kennedy. Bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, so glad to be here with you this morning, talking outdoors with you fine folks, as we're about to get into one of the most controversial topics regarding the entire hunting industry, as high-fence hunting operations are here to stay. So no matter which side of the fence you're on, there's always much to discuss. But before we get into all of that, this segment is proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep that whitetail herd happy and healthy. They've even got the Dr. Kroll-backed Buck Forage Oats. So check them out at senderoseed.com, or you can call 1-877-610-SEED today, Sendero Seed Company, for all your planting needs. Well, let's go ahead and welcome our high fence expert to the show, Mr. Ben Lofton of Ben Lofton Fencing. Thanks for making time for us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We are certainly glad to have you. And I guess, first of all, where in the world are you in our great state today?
I'm about 16 miles from Fredericksburg.
All right. And y'all are working on a ranch out there?
Yes, sir. We are.
That's what we're going to talk about, obviously, is high fences. And you know, a lot of people call them canned hunts, or, you know, those type of ranches as, you know, running unethical outfits. But a lot of those people have never hunted behind a high fence. Whether you want to hunt behind a high fence or not, that's totally up to you, to each their own. But I have hunted exotics behind a high fence, a 600-acre place in Rock Springs, Texas. And that experience was 100 times more difficult, you know, due to the terrain and vegetation, than hunting a 4,000-acre low-fence place down in Webb County, where the deer are just, you know, coming out in droves. So it really is just one of those things that varies from property to property. But a little history on high fences. They were originally put in by cattle ranchers,
right,
here in Texas about, you know, 35, 40 years ago. And the reason was because beef prices had gotten so low that these ranchers were going to either have to sell their ranches or find another source of income. And that's when they started bringing in exotics, and, you know, selling hunts to hunters who had never seen these animals before. And, you know, over the last 20 to 25 years, it has shifted more towards landowners wanting to grow big deer. And previously, a lot of them couldn't, in large part due to their neighbor's lack of management practices, and that can be pretty frustrating.
Right.
And
yeah, because it typically, I mean, the way it's always been, you know, a lot of people don't allow the deer to mature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so now it's more used as a management practice more than anything else, because nobody wants to pay for corn or protein or feed. I mean, that stuff is expensive, and why do that if your neighbor's just going to turn around and shoot a three-year-old deer?
Neighbors are going to get, right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like we said, now as far as whitetails are concerned, it really is just more of a management tool.
With that, and also for the ranchers, it's a way to support their cow habits.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys do in the high fence hunting industry. And I know that your company is relatively new, but you've been in this game for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been building fence since 97. And I started out in Oklahoma, and then I moved back to Texas in 2001. And I've built fence all over the country, Missouri, Mississippi, Utah, Alabama, all over the place. And well, I've seen a lot of different things. I've worked in a lot of different types of terrain. There's not a whole lot that scares me. We've gotten to the point where we've figured out things to do with water gaps and things like that that make them withstand Mother Nature a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we drive everything in the ground rather than concrete and everything because we just think it makes a lot better fence. I can guarantee my braces not to pull up an inch in 5 years by driving them. Whereas if I use concrete, I can't guarantee them because if you ever have a wet year with two dry years behind it, which Texas is notorious for, then the dirt starts moving and your braces start pulling.
Right.
And so I do believe that we build a really good fence, and I back my fence up. If you know anything that I do, you know, other than water gaps, you know, anything that I do, if there's a problem with it, I'll be more than glad to come back and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with water gaps, you know, there's not anybody in their right mind going to guarantee anything against God and Mother Nature. So when they get together, they can tear up anything they want to.
Yeah.
But we try to at least give them a real good run for their money.
Right. Well, high fences are part of the Texas landscape, and they're a big part of our economy. High fence hunting operations, whether that's exotics or whitetails, they pump in over $1 billion a year into our economy. So, you know, I think it's hard to knock something that is so beneficial for so many people. But it's all up to you. You can make it as tough or as easy as you want to, and I'm not advocating that anyone go shoot anything in a, you know, 5-acre pen, but there's plenty of opportunity for really tough, rugged, high fence hunting. And, you know, like I said earlier, if you're sitting in a blind in South Texas on the open range and you've got 50 deer, you know, milling around beside your feeder, and you're sitting there with a rifle, I mean, that's
right.
Really not that challenging of a hunt, and I still enjoy that as well. As long as you're within the game laws and you're doing it ethically, you know, I really don't care how people hunt. I'm just all for more people hunting. What about you, Mr. Lofton? Do you have plans to get into the woods this fall?
Well, I'm hoping to. We've been so busy since we started our own business in January of last year that I haven't even had time to do that. But we've gotten to the point where I'm hoping this year I'll be able to.
See, and that about sums it up right there. You guys have been so busy that you didn't even get to hunt last year. I mean, high fences are going up all over the place. Love it or hate it, they are here to stay. And I'm here to tell you, folks, we need to find a mutual ground because the bottom line is we're facing the most trying of times as far as attacks on hunters and our outdoor heritage here in this country, and we really need to band together. But back to your hunting plans, Mr. Lofton. Is whitetail deer your favorite game to pursue?
It seems to be the easiest to get to in Texas. I mean, there's some other species that I'd really like to hunt, but they're not anything that I'd be able to hunt here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Texas, I do like hunting the whitetail and the hogs and the turkey.
You and me both. Hey, real quick, how can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in finding out more about what you guys can do?
Well, our website is benloftonfencing.com. Our office number is 254-932-6867.
All right. Well, Mr. Lofton, we certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for y'all's support of our show, and we look forward to visiting with you again somewhere on down the line.
All right, anytime.
So there he goes, Ben Lofton of Ben Lofton Fencing. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, where you can stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner to enjoy Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Well, thanks to Mr. Lofton, as well as our other guests today, outdoor writer John Felsher and Phil Hamilton. Always great to have him in studio. We'll be here same time, same place next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying, Y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
This old porch is just a weathered, gray-haired 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city. And he always takes the rent late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. And you know this Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she was something back in 60. Now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwaite, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwaite, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Goldthwaite, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.